some of what we're doing I'm going to do tomorrow, Mr. Shem, for the Ramban Shia, but I want to focus more specifically on Moadim. So I'm not going to do with you the first two selections. I want to go through together the third excerpt here, Ramban Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Beis, and I want you to get a feeling for what the Ramban is trying to do here. So it's kedai if you can have your chumash open and take a look at the psukim together with me. Sefer Vayikra is Toras Kohanim, and the question, of course, is why does the Torah mention in Toras Kohanim this cycle of the year and the Moadim? This, of course, is used for Kriyas HaTorah, Shalosh V'Golim. We begin actually with Shoro Chesev O'ez, which is right before this, which is the rules of a carbon, when a carbon is fit to be brought as a carbon, Yom HaShmini V'Hola. Anyway, after that comes Parshas HaMoadim. Now let's notice a couple of things, right at Revi. Who is Moshe told to speak to? Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Alehem. Sometimes a mitzvah in Vayikra is Daber El Aaron, Daber Aaron V'El Banav. Here it's Daber El Bnei Yisrael. We also had in Kedoshim, Daber El Bnei El Kohadas Bnei Yisrael. And yet it's in Toras Kohanim. Now, how does it begin? Moadi Hashem Asher Tikru Osa Mikroi Kodesh. So we have to know what all these words mean. Mikroi Kodesh. Elohim Moadoi. And then it goes on to talk about Shabbos. And then there's a break, pay. Elohim Moadi Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Osa Moadam. So immediately, Pashup Shat. What is the Pasuk doing here? Starts off with his heading, Daber Bnei Yisrael Moadi Hashem Asher Tikru Osa Mikroi Kodesh. And then again, Ela Moadi Hashem, in between the mitzvah of Shabbos. And then it starts off with Pesach, and from there, the mitzvah of the Havoah Saomer, the details of the Hakravah Saomer and the Karbanos that come with it, and then the Issachadash. Now, all of that is under a heading of Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe Leimor as well, just like the very beginning of the whole section, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, but then you had El Modi Hashem, which is a separate paragraph, but no new Dibur. It's not a new Dibur. Then you have a new Dibur introducing Pesach. Introducing the Omer, I should say. And then you have Sviras Omer as a, not a new Dibur, but a new chapter, right? Samach, Usfartim Lachem. And that takes us to Shavuos. Right? You have the Shtei HaLechem mentioned, and the karbanos that are bought with the shtei alechem, shivas kibasim t'mimim b'nei shana, ufar ben bakar echad ve'elim shnoyim. In addition to that, you have a soyer chatos, and you have shnei kibasim, which are zevach shulamim. What do we refer to this, by the way? Anyone know? The two zivchei shulamim that are brought with the shtei alechem. What do we call that? Zivchei shalmei tzibur. The only example of shulamim that are carbon tzibur are these two kibasim that are brought together with the shtei alechem. Again, you know, funny, we learn so many things in Mishnayos, Gemara, we don't always realize simple things that are in the Pesukim, just to have the basic knowledge. You know, what's brought on Shavuos? You know, we have one that says Shtei Alechem, okay, is that it? And Shtei Alechem is not brought on the Mizbeach, it's waved, it's eaten. So there are Kabbanas that are brought, explicit in the Pesukim here. And Mishnayos and Menachos describe the details. Okay, so you have Shavuos, and that's all part of the same Dibur that we had going back to Pasuk Tes, which is introducing the Omer. What do you have now? Pasuk after Chamishi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, a new Dibur, Daber Hashem Moshe Leimor, again, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Leimor, and then you have Rosh Hashanah. Then you have Daber Hashem Moshe Leimor, and that is Yom Kippur. Starting with Pasuk Chavav, everyone see that? Takes us till Shishi. And now again, by Daber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leimor, we have Sukkos. And how does it all end? The famous pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem Bnei Yisrael. And again, Pshuto Shel Mikra. What's the need for this pasuk over here? So we went through. Hashem says, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Each thing, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. So it could have ended. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And now the pasuk tells us, Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem Bnei Yisrael. All this has to be understood. But let's go back to the beginning here. And the most obvious point is, okay, first of all, why is it in Sefer Vayikra? And then and why is it being directed to Bnei Israel if it's Sefer Vayikra? And then why introduce Moed Hashem and then go off to Shabbos and then seemingly come back to Moed Hashem? Those are basic questions in Pshat. Let me mention the Gra, because it's a very nice thing that the Gra says. It's not the way that the Mefarshim and Chumash learn it, but the Gra says something very interesting, that the Pasuk, Shesh Yisrael Teyasa Melacha, is actually not referring to the 6 days of the week. And Yom HaShvi, Shabbos Shabbosim, is not referring to the Sabbath. That is to say, Shabbos Kodesh of the week, because it doesn't belong here, right? Starts off by talking about Moed Hashem. It goes continuously in Moed Hashem. So what's Shabbos doing by the Moedim? So there's a medrash about this, which the Rabban alludes to, Rashi quotes. The Gra learns like this. There are 6 days from the Moed Hashem that it is permitted to do certain types of melacha, namely Meleches Ochel Nefesh. What are those 6 days? So of course we know there's Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Rosh Hashanah Minat Torah, and then you have Sukkis, the first day Sukkis, 2, and then you have Shemini Atzeres, which is 3, and then you have Pesach the first day, 4, Pesach the 7th day, 5, and then of course Shavuos. Those are the Sheshes Yomim from the Moed Hashem. Te'asim Melacha is what? Melacha Zochu Nefesh. What's the 7th day that's going to come up in this parsha? Yom Kippur, and that's exactly what the Torah refers to. That's Shabbos Shabboson Mikra Kodesh. That's referring to Yom Kippur, which has a status, as the Torah itself refers to it here, and also in Achrim Mos, Shabbos Shabboson. And so the Torah says about that, Kol Melacha Lo Sasu, even Ochel Nefesh, there's no heter at all, because of course it's a day of V'Nisan. Shabbos Yir Hashem B'chol Moshe V'Seichem is Yom Kippur. So then the Torah goes on and tells you now each one for itself. That's the Gra brought in Kol Eliyahu. Anyone heard that before? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very nice, very nice. Okay, Yoel.
But here only calls the Shabbat Shabbos on Mikra Kodesh. Everything else wasn't Mikra Kodesh.
Yeah, right now it's just we're describing the day, so it tells you everything about the day. The Mikra Kodesh of this day is called Melacha Lo Sasu. We have to see the relationship, what you're really in a way pointing to. It's related to Mikra Kodeshness and Melacha. What does Mikra Kodesh mean, after all? We use it all the time in our davening. Mikra Kodesh, we use Kiddush, and the Sfardim say it in their Shmon Esrei as well, not just the name of the Chag. They use the name of the Yitzchak is not here, right? Is there any Sfardim here? No. Mikra Kodesh today as well. And then Masa, you'll see in the Sfardim, they say Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. Anyway, let's look at the Ramban point by point, okay? Start off. Daber al bnei Yisrael, ein lekohen and esek b'din amodos yosem yasher liYisrael b'hem. Al kein uhiskri parshas zos aron ubana brak bnei Yisrael sheyichlus kulam ke'echad. So in other words, the Ramban is saying that this is not more shaykh to the Kohanim than to the rest of Kal Yisrael, and therefore no reason to highlight specifically that it's given to aron ubana. Everyone is included, Aaron as well as everybody else. Ki lo yifarish karbanos hamusafim b'parsha hazos. Now, the Ramban is pointing out, because after all, you have two sections in Chumash that talk about the Moedim. From different perspectives. But the two I'm referring to are Emor, in Sefer Vayikra, and in Pinchas. In Pinchas, that's the Moedim through the prism of Musafin. We read this morning Rosh Chodesh, right? It starts over Shabbos Bnei Yisrael, that's the Karban Tamid. And we ended at the third Aliyah. We had Shabbos. Yom HaShabbos, two psukim there, and then you have Rosh Chodesh Shechem, right? And that ended the fourth Aliyah, I should say, this morning, with Alasa Tamiya Seven Isko. What comes after that in Parshas Pinchas? So it goes through Pesach, and it goes through the various Yom HaBikurim, and then you know, and then you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we always read it for the appropriate day for the Maftir. Now, all of that, of course, is very much for the Kohanim, because they're the ones who offer the Korbanos Musaf. Now, in Parshas Emor, the Torah doesn't talk about the Musafin. Although the Torah does mention certain Korbanos, but doesn't mention the Musafin when it goes through the cycle. But it mentions, for example, the Korbanos that were brought with the Omer. It mentions the Keves Tamim Ben Shinaso and the Mincha that goes with it. It mentions the Korbanos that brought on the day of Shavuos, when the Shtei Alechem is brought. But it doesn't go through the Musafin at all in Parshas Emor. So therefore, it's not for the Kohanim, it's for everybody. And the question is, so why doesn't it mention the Musafin? I mean, why wait for Parshas Pinchas? So Ramban has a very interesting shita here. Let's take a look. So then, first of all, why mention Toras Kohanim at all, and why not mention the Musafin? So it's a balancing act here. On the one hand, this section is in Toras Kohanim. On the other hand, it's not directly spoken to the Kohanim and doesn't mention all the details of the Korbanos that the Kohanim need to know about it. So the answer is, it has some shaykhis to Toras Kohanim, but the focus here is not directly, specifically the Kohanim. Let's see why. Avo hisker ha-moadim kan b'toras kohanim ba'avur shem yimei ha-karbanos. So why does it belong in Vayikra? Because these days are days that are marked by various karbanos being brought. But the details are not all here. So there, it belongs here in the sense that it has some shaykhis to karbanos. V'yirmoz aleihem, and there are psukim, if you can pull them out from the section, and you see what the pasuk is clearly trying to say here. These are days of kabanos. How does the Torah allude to it? Kimosha Amar, v'ikravtem isha l'Hashem. Who can find it? What does it say? V'ikravtem isha l'Hashem. No? Where does it say? V'ikravtem isha l'Hashem. Pasuk Ches, v'ikravtem isha l'Hashem shivas yamim. Any other places? You should find at least another one. Where? Ches, we just mentioned. V'ikravtem isha l'Hashem. What? Yud Ches. V'ikravtem halalechem. Any others? Look further. Keep going. After Chamishi. What? Okay. Chav Zayin. Before that. Chav Hei. By Rosh Hashanah. Kol Mrachas Avodah Lo Sasu. V'ikravtem isha l'Hashem. And then you have Chav Zayin. In other words, there are karbanos to be brought here. The Torah doesn't give you. You want to know where they are? You have to look elsewhere. You look in Pinchas for Yom Kippur. You look in Achrimos. I think you even have it further. No, where else do you have it? Do you have it later on? Lamed Zayin. El Moed Hashem. Hashem Tuzan Lehakriv Isha Hashem. Okay, close. Oh, they craft him Isha L'Hashem at Sarah C. So the Torah is clearly writing that there's going to be karbanos without necessarily giving you the specific details. So that is, for the Ramban, the key, that's what ties this whole cycle of Moadim and the whole parsha here to Sefer Vayikra. It's the fact that it has a shaykhus because they craft him Isha L'Hashem and Sefer Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. But the reason why the Torah did not specifically address these sivuyim to Kohanim is because we're not interested right now in giving the specific details of the Karbanos, which the Kohanim need to know about. But the mitzvah, therefore, is given to everybody, but it has a connection to the theme of the larger Sefer. That's what the Ramban is basically saying. It's a balancing between, the one hand, the Shaykhus, the Torah's Kohanim, and the specific people who heard about it from Moshe Rabbein. V'amar b'sofa parsha, el mo'ad Hashem b'shetikro samikroi kodesh, l'hakriv isha l'Hashem. That's what we just mentioned. L'olamin chadzevach nesachim. So if you'd expect the Torah is alluding to the Karbanos, why not mention them? And which ones would be mentioned? From what are the ones that are alluded to that are not really specifically mentioned? It's the Musafin. Those are the Karbanos pretty much. I mean, by Yom Kippur, you could say it's more than that. It's also the whole of Avodas Hayom. But by everything else, and even Yom Kippur too, there were Musafin. Those are the Karbanos that the Torah is telling you that you're going to have Karbanos to bring, but Torah doesn't give you the specific number and the types. So why not? So Ramban is a unique shita. Avolo herach levar ha-Musafin. Reason is shelo ratza sheninigo lehem ba-midbar. Okay, it's hot, no? It's hot. Shelo ratza sheninigo lehem ba-midbar. The Ramban holds that the Musafin were not brought in the Midbar, only when they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says it here, he says it again in Parshas Pinchas too. V'acharei shemona boi ha'oretz b'chumash ha'pikudim, that's in Parshas Pinchas, v'tziva over there, v'eilat ha'chol ka'oretz, bier ha'musafin kulam b'parshas Pinchas, v'ash yasu olsam ba'oretz miyad l'doros. Again, so there it's appropriate because this is the door that's about to go in, so the mitzvah is given for them to know that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they're going to start bringing the Musafin. According to Ramban, the Musafin were not brought in the Midbar. The Al-Kein Amar, now what does Ramban explain based on this Shita? B'yom HaKippurim, in Parashas Achrimos, Vaya'as kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. What does the Torah have to say? That Aaron did what Hashem commanded? What is the meaning of that pasuk? Tezayin Lamedalit? Vaya'as kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Chidush. The answer is, she'asa kein b'midbar. That the karbanos that are mentioned in Achrimos for Yom Kippur, so the years in the Midbar, every year came Yom Kippur, Aaron went through the procedure of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in the Midbar too. Unlike the Musafin that were not knowing in the Midbar. Rashi mentions another point here. There he emphasizes, Kishigia Yom HaKippurim, Asar Kiseder Hazeh, L'Hagit Shvachos Shel Aaron Shelo Yelov Shon Livdulaso El Mekayim Gzeras Melech. It's Rashi's point. Ramban says simply, it's to tell you that it was Noah in the Midbar. V'hivskir b'parsha hazu. So wait a second. But there are kabbanos mentioned. Keves ha'omer, the kivsei atzeres. Right? The keves of the omer, tezai nisan, and the kivsei atzeres that were brought on Shavuos. Again, they were not Noah in the Midbar, according to the Ramban. The Ramban assumes that way. It's clear. So therefore, you wouldn't make a mistake. If it would mention the Musaf, and you would think they were knowing already. But the others, which are connected to the Lechem, to the Omer, to the Shtei Lechem, so you know that it has to do with Eretz Yisrael. Adkan, what the Ramban says about Musaf, as far as they're not being knowing B'midbar. There's a kasha of the Panim Yafos, the Hafla, Chumash, from a Gemara in Menachos, Mishnah Menachos actually, that seems to contradict this Ramban. The Mishnah that Memhei on the base. The Machokis in the Mishnah here, the Mishnah says, Halechem ma'akev es ha'kvasim, ve'in ha'kvasim ma'akvin es halechem divi Rabbi Akiva. That means that according to the Tanakh, it becomes Rabbi Akiva, Halechem ma'akev es ha'kvasim. That means that you don't bring the kvasim, the kivsei, atzeres, without the shtei alechem. The ena kvasim makven es alechem, but you could bring the kvasim without the lechem. But Amar Rav Shim ben Nanes, lo ki, elo the other way, ha'kvasim ma'akven es alechem, ba'alechem enam akiv ha'kvasim. You could bring the kvasim with, the other way around. You could bring the kvasim without the lechem. Alechem is not ma'akiv the kvasim. The kvasim are ma'akev the lechem. Shekein matzinu k'shar Yisrael b'midbar mem shana karbu kvasim below lechem. So according to Benanis, it's mefurish that they brought the kvasim below lechem. Afkan yikivu kvasim below lechem. He uses that as a proof that l'doros are not ma'akev. Yeah, so he's... It's a problem. I mean, no, the Ramban seems to... So maybe the Ramban goes like the other shita, Riyakiva. Anyway, the Ramban, it's a difficult Ramban. The Ramban assumes this way, that there were no Musafin in the Midbar, and the Ramban also says that the Kvasim for sure were not brought because the Lechem is Ma'akev. Seemingly it's Machokes Tanoim. This is in terms of why this parsha is here and who it was directed to. Now, we're going to talk about the other question. What is Shabbos doing here? Starts off El Modi Hashem, and then talks about Shabbos, and then El Modi Hashem. The Ramban is going to present two Mahalchim. Let's see one at a time. In other words, what does he mean here? He means that the Nihug of the days, Mikra Kodesh and Issa Malacha, that was Noag Miyad, but the Karbanos were not Noag. So Klal Yisrael needed to hear about this. It was Nogia right away, but the Karbanos Hashem didn't include because the Karbanos were not Nogia till later. In the case of Omer Shtei Alechem, no one would have made the mistake, so it mentions it already now. V'hizkir ha-Shabbos v'moad v'Hashem asher tikro osa mikroi kodesh. First pshat. Shigam hu yom moed nikra osa mikro kodesh. According to this, Shabbos is part of the rule of Moadim. Moadim includes Shabbos too. When it says in the beginning, Moad v'Hashem, what is included in that heading? Shabbos as well. Sheishis and Tiyasa Malacha. Shabbos is part of that. It's called a Moed. Nikro Samikro Kodesh. The achar kach hivdil shar hamoados mimenu, v'omar asher tikru osam b'moadon. There are other moadim besides Shabbos, and they're different in this respect. Kolomar b'moadon, kolomar be'ezu yom min hashavu sheyagiu bo. Ki haShabbos kavuahu b'yom ol yavo lo nistach lekro osam b'moadon. What does he mean? Shabbos is a moed that is automatic. The other moedim, you have to determine when they are. And they could fall out on any day of the week, depending on the calendar. So that's the only difference. But Shabbos is a moed. It was part of what the heading included when it said Moed Hashem. But it says Shabbos. And then you have Shetikrosim b'moedam. That's the only difference. But that's Rav Seinu. Another tait, Shetikru Osam b'moedam, that means Iburim. Shetikru Atem Lehem Moedim. Means that it's up to you. You can make the year smaller, shorter. I mean, depending on what you add with the months and with the year. So that's the Moedam, that you have to actually fix it based on the license that you have. According to this pshat, nu, Shabbos is a Moed. The only difference is it's a Moed that's fixed, and then you have the other Moedim which are up to you. Second pshat, v'anochem be'enai, I have to find a way to read it. Ki perush, and he prefers this. Ki perush moed Hashem shetikru osam mikroi kodesh elem moadoi. What is the meaning of those words? Al haniskarim l'mata b'parshios. The Torah in this heading is referring not to Shabbos, referring to everything beginning with Pesach. B'chodesh harishon. Uvelachin chazar sham pamacheres elem moed Hashem. Why does Ramban prefer this pshat? He says, look at the words of the pasuk. The pasuk goes back and repeats this, some so to speak, the same heading. It says Moed Hashem, and it says Ela Moed Hashem. What are we doing? It's totally redundant. Why? Ba'avor shehifsik b'inyan haShabbos. So why is it nafsik? So why is it mentioned Shabbos? Now here it's not really the Gruz pshat, but the basic idea that there's Melechas Avoda, which is Mutter Ochel Nefesh, and there's Stam Melecha, which is Aser even Ochel Nefesh. So that's what Torah wants you to realize. There's Moed Hashem, which I'm going to get to in a minute, and all those Moed Hashem are characterized by what level is a Melecha? It's a melacha savoda. The Ramban has a way to understand. Melacha savoda means melacha that is not ochel nefesh. And Shabbos is the exception. Shabbos has isa melacha which includes ochel nefesh. That's what the Torah is trying to tell you initially. Like a little parenthesis here. I'm going to tell you about these moedim. And all these moedim have isa melacha where ochel nefesh is mutter. But you should know there's a different day which has isa melacha which includes ochel nefesh too. And as Rabban will say in a minute, it has another chidush here, that suppose these moedim coincide with Shabbos, if a yontif falls on Shabbos, so what would I say? Is ochel nefesh mutter or aser? So mitzad the yontif, it should be mutter. Mitzad the Shabbos by itself would be aser. But what if I have them coinciding? So would I say that since yontif has built into it the heter with simchas yontif of ochel nefesh, so that should be docha, even if the yontif falls on Shabbos, it should be docha the iser of melechas ochel nefesh, which is normally aser on Shabbos. Hold the ishtari, like it's already mutter anyway, if it weren't Shabbos. So that's also what the Torah wants you to realize over here, that Shabbos has an iser ochel nefesh, unlike yontif, and it stands even in the face of the yontif that coincides with Shabbos. That's why the Torah mentions initially the mitzvah of Shabbos. Let's see it inside. But it's a digression. It's not part of the basic focus of the Torah. Let's see. Hanochem be'enai. Ki pirush Moed Hashem is on his karm b'lmata. V'chein chazer sham pamacheres el Moed Hashem b'avur shehipsik b'nina Shabbos. V'hinei om Moed Hashem shetikul sam mikroi kodesh elay moedai b'leches avoda. Avur Shabbos tishmu rasa so se Shabbos shabbosu mekom lecha sheba olam. There's another day, which is asur even ochel nefesh. And why mention it? Kiyazeh b'Shabbos pam rabos. Whenever the Torah has an opportunity to stick in an asar for Shabbos, the Torah will do it. So it's mentioned here. I'm going to talk about yontif, which is mutochel nefesh. By the way, Shabbos, don't forget about Shabbos. Anytime the Torah reiterates this is Shabbos, the Torah wants you to bring the point home. The year most old bekan, and also here is alluded to ki gam bevoo beechad min hamoadin. What's bevoo? When what will come? Shabbos. Shabbos is a zachor in a cave though. Shabbos is lush in a cave, so bevoo mean the day. The day beechad min hamoadin lo titche tidache lasus ba'ochol nefesh. Vikamohu, what he's trying to show you is again that the Torah might be speaking about something in a heading which really doesn't get fleshed out until after a little digression, and then we come back and we directly speak about what we had in mind before. That's what he's referring to here. Vikamohu, a dugma for that. Eila hadvar meshet tziva shem lasos osam. Where does this pasuk appear? Who knows? Eila hadvar meshet tziva shem lasos osam. Where is the pasuk? What? Vayakel, beginning of Vayakel, and what comes right afterwards? Sheishes Yom Tiyasa Malacha. But what does Eilat Dvorim mean? It doesn't mean Shabbos. It means Mishkan. And then comes Sheishes Yomim, and then going back to Mishkan. Ala Mishkan v'keilav, ashe yaskir v'parsha shniya, v'hivsik v'shabbos, Sheishes Yom Tiyasa Malacha, v'chazav ha'om ha'zeh adav, ashe tzivir shem k'chum yitchem truma, v'hi ha'mitzvah ha'rishona, b'avur shehivsik v'ahut zirk lachzor, u'ascha b'rishona. But meanwhile, according to this pshat, this hanochem be'enai, so Shabbos is not part of the Moedei Hashem. It's not what the Torah had among with the Moedei Hashem. It's a little digression. The Torah mentions Shabbos. The raya lepirush hazeh. Now, what supports this pshat as opposed to the first pshat? The first pshat was learning that Shabbos is included in Moedei Hashem, and then it goes from there to the others. Shelo hiskir v'Shabbos. V'ikravtem isha l'Hashem kasha yazki b'chol moed u'moed. Everyone in the moed, then, the Torah tells you that this is a moed that you're going to bring a carbon. Doesn't tell you the carbon for the reasons that the Ramban enumerated, but it mentions, and this is a day for a carbon. V'ikravtem isha l'Hashem, Shabbos also has a musaf. If the pshat of the Torah was that this is the first of the moedim, the Torah should say, Shabbos yishem b'chol moed u'sechem, three more words. V'kraftem ishal Hashem, like it does for each of the moedim. What does it say v'kraftem ishal Hashem? The answer is because Shabbos is not here for the same reason that the other moedim are mentioned here. Shabbos is here as a separate point. That's his raya. But l'maisa, the Torah does end up alluding to the fact that Shabbos has a musaf at the end of the section. But amar b'sofa parasha, this is like michutz to the parasha. The Torah mentions Derech Agav, that Shabbos has its own musafin. Eile Moedei Hashem. Now look at the end. At the end of Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches. Eile Moedei Hashem. This is more or less the end, coming to the end. Asher Tikru Osam. What's the Moedei Hashem mentioned over there? Again, according to the Ramban, all the Moedim, not Shabbos. Milavad Shabbos Hashem. Meaning the Shabbos is not, it's Muchach. Shabbos is not included in the Moedei Hashem. She'ena Shabbos B'chal Moedei Hashem. So I don't know why the Ramban, how could the first pshat work it out? I don't know. The Raya Ode, so that's another Raya. Again, number one, it doesn't say V'kaftim Hashem in the beginning by Shabbos. Number two, it mentions it after Nilavad Shabbos as Hashem, which means Shabbos is not part of the Moedim. The Raya Ode, Ki lo amar b'parsha ashniya v'idab Hashem el Moshe le'mor kasha amar b'chol moed o moed. What does he mean? Where should it say v'idab Hashem Moshe le'mor? Where? Pasuk Dalet. When it introduces now Pesach. Because if Shabbos is already the first in the list, it should go now Vayidav Hashem Moshe Le'mor getting to Pesach. But it doesn't. So what does it show you? That we never really started yet talking about Moedei Hashem yet. So there's no Vayidav Hashem Moshe Le'mor in Pasuk Dalet. Everyone hear that? See it? Ki lom parasha shniya v'idav Hashem Moshe Le'mor kasham rachom moed amoed ki adibu harishon hu haya mitzvah hamoadim. Ela in other words, what is the medrash that Rashi quotes? What does the medrash say? What's he referring to? Rashi asks, "Ma in Shabbos Yitzal Moados Lamedcha." Machal Shabbos, it's like as if you machal el, you machal the moedim, it has a din like you machal the Shabbos, and you mekayim the moedim, so you can mekayim the Shabbos. Very important idea. Shabbos represents what it represents, moedim represent it represents, but there is a certain hashkafic connection that the Torah equates them in terms of how you treat one. It's as if you would have done the same to the other. But the fact that there's such a question given and an answer given shows that the question is a good one. According to the first pshat of the Ramban, what's bothering Chazal? Shabbos is here because Shabbos is an integral part of the cycle. Moed Hashem starts with Shabbos. It's a moed, as are the others. But the Ramban is pushing very much in the other direction now. Like he said, v'anochem ve'enai, that Shabbos really doesn't belong, because that's what the Torah did not have this in mind when it said Moed Hashem. But it's here, as Ramban puts it, v'pshuto, it's here in order not to mivayir its dinim, but rather to tell me that it doesn't have the same din of heterochol nefesh, and it has its own integrity that even stands and is applicable even in the face of yantif. If it coincides Shabbos and yantif, you can't be mutter ochol nefesh, you can't violate melechos ochol nefesh. But meanwhile, the real purpose of the parasha is for moadim. Okay, this is one piece of the Ramban. Now, I want to focus the rest of the time maybe on what we could do is this. Just maybe before I do this next part, the Mikra Kodesh point, let's just, if you want, go ahead to the next one, just in terms of the mentioning of Ikravtam Isha Lashem Shabbas Yomim. Again, it just connects to what we just read. Ikravtam Isha Lashem Shabbas Yomim, Yom HaShayu Koshavas Yomim Chag, Laftav Isha Lashem, Lo Lehi Asa B'Melacha Kirish Mishvi. That means for Pesach. This is now Pasuk Yud. So now it's a new Vayidaber Hashem. There's something more here, not just Shabbos on Mikra Kodesh. That's what this Yachid B'chol Moed Parsha B'fini Atzma. She Yazir Daber B'nei Yisrael. So that's why it's a new Daber B'nei Yisrael when it comes to the Omer, because there's a new mitzvah, not just the Shabboson for the day, but also the bringing the Omer, the waving of the Omer, the Karbanos. What about Shavuos? There's no new Vaidaber. Sfartim Lachem takes you to Shavuos. Why doesn't it mention a new Daber B'nei Yisrael? Neshechaga Shavuos, Tzmano Toli Ba'omer, Omer Kol Pasha Achas. It's a function of the Omer. You're counting from one to the other. What about Yom Hashanah Yom Kippur? Now it's interesting. What do you have here in terms of the pattern? By Rosh Hashanah, what does the Torah do? By Davar Shem Moshe Leimor, what else? A new Dibor, and what else? Davar Bnei Yisrael, Leimor, Rosh Hashanah. What about Yom Kippur? Take a look. What do you have there? A new section or not a new section? What, new section? Yeah, by Davar Shem Moshe Leimor. What about a Davar Bnei Yisrael? Is there a new Davar Bnei Yisrael for Yom Kippur?
No.
No. So that's sort of in the middle. It's sometimes the Torah has no new Vayidaber. Sfartim Lachem just continues along, new paragraph, but not a new Dibor. Sometimes there's a new Dibor with a new instructions to transmit Davar Bnei Yisrael, and here you have something in between. By Rosh Hashanah, it's Vayidaber Hashem, Davar Bnei Yisrael. By Yom Kippur, Davar Shem Moshe Leimor, Achva Asara Chodesh. So what's the pshat there? So the Ramban explains it. That Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaKippurim are in 1 month, and they both have the shaychus to din, avonos, kapara. So there's no Daber B'nei Yisrael, because the same dibur is enough for both. But the two parshios with the new Vayidaber Hashem, because they're in Yonim Shonim. I want to go back to Mikra Kodesh. This is an interesting Ramban, okay, with the time we have left. Mikra Kodesh, what's the pshat in Mikra Kodesh? We hear it all the time. What does Mikra Kodesh mean? The Ramban is a very interesting pshat. Touch the words, Mikra Kodesh. What do you think it means? Mikra sounds like calling. It means we should call. But the Ramban has a different way of reading it. Someone is karu to something, what does that mean? They're called, or they are they're invited to draw them, right? So meaning to say a gathering, an assembly, convocation, I think is the word that they use, right? A holy convocation. Yeah, okay. Mikra Kodesh, kulam kiruim v'nesafim l'kadesh also. What is the pshat? Mikra Kodesh. What is the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh? Mitzvah hi al Yisrael l'kadesh v'veis alokim v'yom moed. L'kadesh hayom v'farhesya v'tfila v'halel l'kel v'chsus nikia v'las also yom mishte. Kemo shenemar kabola nechemya Now, the idea of Mikra Kodesh for the Ramban is getting together to accentuate the day, and how, what are some of the ways that the Ramban identifies the gathering, the Beis Elokim, the assembling in Shul, in other words, on these days, L'kadesh Hayom B'farhesya, in other words, the gathering together to sanctify, if you will, the day, to show the Kedushas Hayom, how? Through Tefillah, so it comes out Tefillah on Yontif, B'tzibur, let's say. For the Ramban has some support in the Torah, right, in the Torah, in the Pasuk. Tfilah on Yantif, that's a kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. Hallel on Moed is a kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. Ksus Nikia is a kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. Now, this Ksus Nikia, the Ramban gets it from the Torah's Kohanim. Rashi quotes it later on. If you look later on, you see Mikra Kodesh throughout the Moedim. So Rashi later on makes a mention of Mikra Kodesh. Find that Rashi for me. We can find the Rashi Mikra Kodesh later. Lamed Hey. B'yom HaKippurim Kadsheyu B'chsus Nikiya U'betfila U'beshar Yom Tov V'machol V'nishta U'bechsus Nikiya U'betfila. In other words, Yom Kippur, you can't have it through Michael Mishta. Now, in Rashi, you see, Ksus Nikia, you wear nice clothing, new clothing, freshly laundered clothing, at home. Is it a Kiyum Mikvah Kodesh, according to Rashi? Yes. What about according to the Ramban? Depends how you read it. The Ramban says Ksus Nikia in connection to what? To the assembly. So, if you wear the Ksus Nikia in shul, that would be part of the Mikra Kodesh. Anything you do before Hesia to show the special nature of the day, that contributes to the kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. The wearing it at home doesn't necessarily, unless you read it as a separate point. Ubiksus Nikia separate, not connected to the case that he's referring to of before Hesia. It's a shayla in the girsa, maybe, in the, whether it's a new thing or not. But according to Ramban, apparently, many point out, this Ramban, you have a makor that tefillah on Yantif, at least tefillah b'tzibur, has a din of a doraisa. Now, there are those who want to connect this to a Rashi in a Sechta Shavuos. Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Yud Gimel, lo kira'o mikra kodesh, Rashi says, means you did not accept the Yantif in brachos of Shmona Esrei, the Kaddish yourself Yom HaKippurim. And Tosa asks on Rashi that brachos of tefillah of Yom Kippur or whatever moed is not doraisa. Rashi sounds like there's a mitzvah doraisa of tefillah on Yantif based on Mikra Kodesh. But the problem is it's not a good comparison, because Rashi is saying it, and again Rashi here also, you can vidayik Rashi here too, right? Rashi say Mikra Kodesh katshei b'ksus nikia u'betfilah. But why is it not exactly like the Ramban? Rashi is not talking b'tzibur. Rashi is talking about tefillah on Yantif, because when you daven and you acknowledge the day, that's Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban is talking about Mikra Kodesh when? B'tzibur. As a matter of fact, it may even be a different meaning of the word. Mikra Kodesh for Rashi could mean tefillah in the sense that you are calling the day a holy day, because you're showing in your davening, you're saying this is Yom HaKippurim, this is Chag HaMatzos. So it's Mikra Kodesh as in designating, like a lashon of kara, to call out. But it's not about tzibur. The Ramban is focusing Mikra Kodesh from the larger idea of what? Mikra Kodesh, like he brings the Psukim. People are assembling together. So anything we do as a community, with Sibur, and we acknowledge the uniqueness of the day as a collective, that is a Kima Mikra Kodesh. So we would only mean Tefillah with Sibur, not Tefillah B'Yachid. Right? Now the question is as follows. The din of Tefillah, Mitzvah Tefillah, is a Doraisa Drabbanan. Every day, to daven every day. Machokis. The Rambam, Mitzvah Hei. Not Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Hei, yeah. Now, Mitzvah Zasei counts as a Mitzvah Doraisa. Va'avartem es Hashem Elokeichem u'avdo b'chol v'avchem. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam in a Sefer Mitzvahs in his Asagos. He says there is no mitzvah doraisa to daven every day, but the Ramban does say that there would be a mitzvah doraisa when, possibly in times of tzara. You can look in the Ramban in the Asagos Sefer Mitzvahs. I say hey, tefilas drabbanan, and va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, so on, that would refer possibly to b'shas tzara. Why not say the Ramban should learn that the case of the Torah could be referring to Tefillah Yantif? But the answer is simple. The Ramban could not learn that La'avdo b'chol avavchem is referring to Tefillah Yantif. It's a different halacha. The halacha of Avodah Shebalev is a Tefillah, it's one halacha of Tefillah. The halacha of Tefillah, in this case, of Mikra Kodesh, is not halacha of Avodah Shebalev as much as a halacha of to consecrate the day, to show collectively that the day is special. So it's a different angle. It's mitzad the chefs of the day, as opposed to mitzad the gava pouring out his heart. It's a different halacha of tefillah. It's tefillah from the perspective of mikra kodesh. It couldn't fit into the pasuk of the b'chol v'avchem. Moreover, I'll say even more than that. It could be it's not as much of a mitzvah chiyuvis as much as a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, it doesn't say mikra kodesh had to do it. It doesn't say davin. It says, assemble together in honor of the day. So what do you do when you assemble? So you sing Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Hallel, you daven. All of that gives you more of a kiyum of Mikvah Kodesh. But there is no minimum shir or maximum shir necessarily that this is a mitzvah. You know, Kizayis Matzah, this is what you eat. Mikvah Kodesh means the more that you can create the effect of a Mikvah Kodesh, the more you have a kiyum of that idea of Mikvah Kodesh. This is pointed out by Rav Chaim Zimmerman, quoted by Rav Leib Lapyansky in the Sefer on the Ramban. Leib Tzion quotes from Rav Chaim Zimmerman this basic idea, that the Mikra Kodesh in the Ramban is more of a kiyum, and the more that you can contribute to that effect of a holy convocation, so everything that goes into that creates a greater kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. But it couldn't be like this particular thing is specifically mandated, as much as the larger kiyum, that's the effect of the mitzvah. So it's a different, it's tefillah, but tzibur that has a kiyum of mikra kodesh, but it's not the same idea as, let's say, the mitzvah tefillah that we speak about for the Rambam and the Ramban in general. Now, there's an interesting Beis Yosef in connection to this Rambam. The Tur writes that the Tzvardim who say Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh as there, and they also mention the day itself, it's not necessary. And the Beis Yosef defends the practice of the Tzvardim. So the Beis Yosef is in Siman Tav Pei Zayin, Seder Hayom of Hilchas Pesach, and the Tur gives you the Nusach HaTfil Batitim Lanu Es Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZez Man Cheruseinu. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Tur in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis. It's Beis Yosef here quoting the Tur there. That's, I think, it's in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. That the Tur writes, Nogin b'svarad lom es yom ploni hazeh es yom tov mikra kodesh hazeh. Svaradim say both. Yom tov, yom ploni, yom mikra kodesh hazeh. And by yom cholomoid, es yom ploni hazeh es yom mikra kodesh hazeh. And it's based on the Maseches Sofim. And this is Bein B'Tfilah, Bein B'Kos. So you mention the Yontif, and you say Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Es Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh. Uba Ashkenaz, Ein Orgim Omro, V'Ochim Mestavah, says the Tur. Dikim Da Omer, Es Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh, Hakol Bechlau, Demayshna Lahaske Mikra Kodesh, Tfei Me'isra Asiyas Malacha. Ushar Kol Ulchosav. Why mention Mikra Kodesh separately more than any other halacha, like Asiyas Malacha? V'li nira k'minik svarad, this is Beis Yosef. I'll tell you why I prefer this nusach. Because Michsach HaSofim says it, and we don't find any cholik on this in the Gemara. U'mashetan Rabbeinu, that is the tour. The Maishna lehaskir mikra kodesh tfei meyisras yas melacha ushar kolil chosav. When I mention this, Yeshua d'shna ushna, it's very different. The mikra kodesh more al shetzaruch lehaskiro b'tfila k'mashe kasef Ramban b'pashas Emor. Mikra kodesh shows the idea of mentioning the yantif in tefillah. Shikum kum nesafim b'yom hazel kadesh oso ki mitzvah ko yisrael kavish b'yisrael kim, and so on. So because there's a special notion of mikra kodesh in a sense of coming together to daven, so we dafka want to mention it. The mikra kodesh says it's a day to have a holy convocation, and then we mention the day itself. That's the first point with the Ramban. Odish lomar, just another point. The inon maskim b'tfila umash niska b'torah umash inon maskim melacha, because bechlau mikra kodesh is also isa melacha. Because since it's kodesh, minela mashmashu asa b'melacha. When the pasuk says right after mikra kodesh isa asias melacha, it's not a new inyan. Ela pirish mikra kodesh. So another, the other thing he mentions is that isa melacha is itself a pirish of mikra kodesh. I think it's interesting. I'm not mistaken. There's a shinoi in the lashon in the Torah. If you have to look at it, see in by Shavuos. In the positioning of mikra kodesh, let's see if I can remember this. If you look in the various places, notice how it says mikra kodesh. Shabbos it says mikra kodesh, and then it says like Pesach, and then you have Shavuos, mikra kodesh yilachem komechas avoda lo sasu. Here again, Rosh Hashanah, the same thing. In Yom Kippur, it says Mikra Shulchem V'Nisem Esnaf Shoseichem V'Kraftem, then it says B'chol Melacha Usasu. There's a little bit of a break between the two. And then you have later also Mikra Kodesh U'Akriv Isha L'Hashem. Anyway. The Ramban continues. Let's just finish the Ramban. The Ramban has another point here. Let's see it. Unkus. What does Unkus say? Miloshin Hashayikra Eschem Be'achris Hayamim. Loshin Ma'orah. Miloshin, what does Unkus say in the word Mikra Kodesh? Ma'arei Kaddish. Means happenings. Meaning any day that something happened, Tasu Osam Kodesh. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Irein B'maychov Mishta B'ksus Nikia. Make something special on that day. So Ramban has two readings in Unkus of what Unkus is saying. Both could be part of his, what he means. The first idea is Mikra Kodesh in the sense that it's the days that something happened on. And the second idea is to show, to make something happen on that day that's unique and different. It's interesting, but the Rav used to talk a lot about these in Yonan, in the drushes especially, in the Yardside drushes. There is a Yardside drush that he has, Kriyas HaTorah, B'moadim, based on the Sugyas and Megillah. It's an interesting idea. Usually you think about Kedushas Hayom, the various Moadim, you think in terms of the Issa Melacha. That reflects Kedushas Hayom, correct? The Mitzvah Hayom, Pesach, as Matzah, Sukkot, as Sukkah, Lulav, that associated with Kedushas Hayom. What about the reason that we have this Chag, the things that happened in the past? Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Sukkos Hoshavtias Bnei Yisrael, Matan Torah. So you could say, because of those events, the Torah told us that there's a day, we have to mark the day, but the essence of Kedushas Hayom is not in any way dependent on the events that we commemorate. There's a commemoration on those days of what happened. Matan Torah and Shavuos, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Pesach, and there's a Kedushas Hayom which has its own identity. The Rav wanted to say that no, that the essence of the Kedushas Hayom is also a function of the happenings themselves. The Mikra Kodesh, what happened on the day, is also contributes to the Kedushas Hayom. I'll read you a couple of sentences. Kedushas Hayom Shamoa, the Mehikan Mekora. He says, Shnei Mekoros Yeshnam. Number one, Hamoadim Kedoshim Mipnei Shatora Yichad Olehem Tosefes Mitzvahs. Lav Asei, Yisem Alacha, Mitzvahs Asei, and so on. That's one. Second, Moadim Kedoshim Mipnei Sheiru Bahem Ma'uros Nisgavim Hakruchim v'hizgalos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael u'b'chibasa ba'ava. So if Hashem did something for us to show His love for us, that creates Kedusha in the day as well. And that also is reflect, and he connects it to Aramban. Ma'arai Kaddish, what he brings from Unkus. What occurred on that day, and then he connects that with Chazal, make the day holy, show something unique about the day. It's connected to the fact that there's something going to happen on the day. What he explains with this is very interesting. Kriyas HaTorah on the Moadim. There are two types of Kriyas HaTorahs on the Moadim. One is a Kriyas HaTorah that talks about the halachas of the day. Sometimes it's a Kriyas HaTorah that talks about the events that happened on this day. Umashim, Pesach. So you could have one day Pesach, we could be reading Shoro Kesev O'ez, which is this section. So we talk about the halachas and the cycle of the year and the various days, and that you should treat it as holy and so on. But another day, Pesach, the first day Pesach, what did we read? The first day Pesach, what was the Kriyas HaTorah? Tzias Mitzrayim. Correct? Shavuos. Again, it's totally in the Gemara, Machlokes, the Brice, and the Mishnah. But Shavuos, what do we read in the end on the first day Shavuos? We read B'chodesh HaShlishi. What do we read the second day? Shor Ochet, what? Kol B'chor, or Shor Chesed, what is it, I forget it. The second day Shavuos, is it Kol B'chor, maybe it's Kol B'chor. But the idea, that's more Hilchos HaRegel. You see, the Kiyum, it could be like this, it could be that the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah B'Moadim is also, the Ramban doesn't mention Kriyas HaTorah, he mentions Hallel, he mentions what? He mentions Davening, because it's Nikiya, but could be that the Kriyas HaTorah, Minyano Shoyom, on Yontif, we could also extend and say that's also a Kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. And the way the Rav is explaining it, the Mikra Kodesh is not just to talk about the day and the halachas of the day, the Kedusha Sayom, but even to talk about the Ma'arei Kaddish, in other words, the things that happen on the day, that's also a Kiyum as well of the Mikra Kodesh too. It's interesting, in the Lashon HaRambam, in Hilchos Yontif, So he talks about how the day gets broken down. He says there's a mitzvah to eat and to drink, but don't make the whole day eating and drinking, but rather, the Rambam gives you a flavor for the day, how to divide it. In the morning, everyone gets up, goes to shul, mispalin, bikorin batorah b'inyan hayom, v'chozin levateim v'ochin, and then goes back to shul and so on. But he talks about kriyas haTorah b'inyan hayom as part of the routine of the yantif. When the Rambam talks about the minig of Shabbos, he mentions minig tzaddikim. It doesn't say kachu hados. That's the way it is. Minig tzaddikim. They would daven, they go to shul, and they go home and they eat. It doesn't mention Kriyas HaTorah. Where would you find Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? In Hilchos Tefillah. In Hilchos Shabbos, Paraglamed, there's no mention that on Shabbos you do Kriyas HaTorah. In Hilchos Tefillah, he mentions one of the days you do Kriyas HaTorah is Shabbos. There was a takana to read the Torah, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. But when the Rambam talks about Yontif, he mentions in Perek Vav of Yontif that they read the Torah Me'inyano Shoyom. So what do you see from the Rambam? That the Kriyas HaTorah of Yontif is not just a halach of Kriyas HaTorah. It's a kiyum in Yontif itself, and perhaps we could say it's a kiyum in the notion of Mikra Kodesh that we see here in the Rambam. Good Shabbos, everybody.